or free same-day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Sarah Spain.
She is resigning now in this moment because she has been proven to have failed all of those girls.
And me, Jason Fitz, are Spain and Fitz. We are back.
College football has built into it nostalgia.
Sarah Spain.
A connection to a community. This will not have that.
Jason Fitz.
He is, when he is healthy, considered to be one of the great young pieces in the game.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening that man's to got
ESPN
some
100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Hour number three of the Sports Hangover. I think I can appropriately open up the show this way. What do you think? The Office, we all know the GIF. We all know the meme that everyone puts out there when something is happening.
Of big My note. God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down! No!
The My Office.
God. Okay, it's happening.
I love it.
Everybody stay calm.
Yep.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down!
The clip, by the way, is from The Office. They have a fire drill. Oh, my God, it's happening. Jordan. That's appropriate based off of what we saw during the top of the hour. We all know social media, my friends. You know who has access to social media?
A lot of professional
Saints
athletes.
Players.
Yeah.
Saints players. And it was very active on social media.
Michael Thomas.
Receiver Michael Thomas. What did he do Instagram?
Well, I saw John Hendricks posted a tweet that showed Michael Thomas. So I went to his Instagram account, and Michael Thomas then posted on his Instagram story two things, one of Ian Rappaport's report, and then another one of him and Russell Wilson at the Pro Bowl one year.
Well, I'll see that.
Or Adam Schefter's report, sorry.
Yeah. A little snapshot of Schefter's report with a picture of Russell Wilson, and then there they are. Number 3 and number 13 standing next to one another, huh? Now, you said that immediately when we went to break, you're like, sorry, Mike, you're tweeting that, but you might be one of the players. He wouldn't be. I don't think they need a receiver. They don't need a receiver.
They might not need it, but they can do something with it.
I mean, I hear you. One of the things that's intriguing, again, 800-998-1003 is we reset the show here in hour number 3, 800-998-1003, or you can tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. We're talking Pels, of course, obviously 128-118, the win there. Zion, what the Pels have been doing, I've been talking about, I think I'm starting to smell a little bit something out of this team. I can explain that a little bit later, but right now the Russell Wilson thing is obviously a very big storyline. And it's one of our questions of the day. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, congratulations, whoever is listening to this program. You've been made the general manager of the New Orleans Saints. What are you offering the Seattle Seahawks for Russell Wilson? You can comment or call in 800-998-1003. Rue over on Twitter. Three number ones in trade. Can't get off the line when pressed. Michael Thomas for Metcalf. Eric over on Twitter. Taysom Lattimore, three first-rounders. The Pelicans, Gail Benson, the rights to King Cake and Gumbo. Hell, I'd even throw in Bourbon Street and Boudin.
Wow. Eric's giving it all away, huh? All away.
Everything.
What does Dylan have?
Three first-rounders and Michael Thomas or Cam Jordan. Mm-hmm. The Lady Lounge Sportscast. Lattimore in next 3 years first-round draft picks. Mm-hmm. Bruh over on Twitter. I'd give them everything but Zion.
Everything but Zion. That's good. That's
Sean, Teron Armstead, 2022 first-round pick, 2021 third-round pick, Taysom Hill, and 2022 second-round pick. Mm. Corey, more like all the plus, more like all that plus Kamara and three
he's
more
throwing
first
in Kamara.
Picks.
See, I'm going to hold off on
that's
Kamara.
That's a little bit too much.
I'm holding on Kamara.
That's a little bit too
but
much.
But again, I got to have a little something for this offense, right? Right now? And I get, I saw some of you guys out there, you know, trying to tell me all this, some of the other receivers we got. Let's start at three first. And if they go, well, you know, I reportedly 10 other teams, okay, then you will throw in a player.
the West Bank Hootat over on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Four first-round picks.
Four?
Four. He's not done.
Okay.
Pete, I can agree with that.
Not just Pete.
Crawfish, gumbo, half ownership of whatever restaurant he wants, and two bounce CD deals for Sierra.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Chip, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. Sir, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good, man. It's been a while. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Good to hear from you.
Great. Good. All right. Well, first of all, Breeze has been paid, what, $25 a year the last couple of years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Russell's cheaper than that. How do you not go for that?
I
mean, that's a no-brainer. Now, the only other part is that I don't think they would do it for anything. I mean, our picks, especially with Wilson, you know they're going to be between 24 and 32, every one of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'd give them anything. And just like you said a second ago, I'd give them anything except Kamara. Kamara's, I think, the glue to the offense. So I love Kamara. I'd give him Thomas. I'd give him Cam. I'd give him I'd love to keep DeMario Davis because he's so cheap for what he does. But, I'd give him everything except Kamara. And plus, if you trade him draft picks, we're not getting any cap relief. So you trade a couple of big name players, and now you got cap relief at the same time. So, I think the picks is a no-go on the picks because, like I said, I don't think they would go for it. And it wouldn't help us.
One of the other things that Ross Jackson brought up last hour in his segment from Locked On Saints, which was a great point. He just went down the list of, you know, people that you probably either would have bought jerseys of or will, and including like CeeDee Deuce and Alvin Kamara. And they're not first round picks. Michael Thomas, not first round picks. So that's why, like he was saying, man, don't even think about whatever the number of firsts they are. You just say yes, because you're hoping that those first-round picks will be 28 through 32. And that's why he thinks, though, you may have to sweeten the pot with something else. And like I said, look, I mean, I've seen Lattimore's name being out there a lot. It's because, you know, you're going to have to extend him at some point, give him a deal. It's Kamara. Kamara and Ramchek. I really think those two I'm going to hold off until at the very end, right? I mean, like, they have to be like, hey, look, you know, they have to call me back and be like, all right, talk to Russ. It's between you and the Raiders.
Yeah.
It's between you and the Raiders.
Yeah, I agree.
And I will send them to you if you give me, and then it's one of those two guys. Then I'd have to, you know, think about it. But I'm going to try to not involve their names at first. But if it comes down to you got them, it's yours, I will pull the trigger. I'm calling Roger right now. If you send me Kamara with them, or if you send me Ramchek with them.
Yeah. Okay.
Then
I agree, because like I said, Kamara is the heart of the offense. Ramchek is the anchor of the offense. So those are the two names. Now, if they said those two names and nothing else, then you kind of got to pull the trigger. But, you know, if it's a package and they include one or two of those, then I wouldn't do it.
Ryan Berger on Twitter just now. I know Wilson and Kamara on a broken play would cause many a spiked headset on the other sideline. Make it happen. I'm telling you, this is just, it just makes too much sense. It just, I mean, I can't stop. I shouldn't. I normally don't do this. I'm like, you know, it's just, but this is one of those things. I said it, Jordan, during the break? I said it during the break, Chip. Imagine what Sean Payton is like right now. He's got it. Yes. Yeah. George just did a hand gesture. He is out of his mind right now. Sean got on a plane to go to Houston for what? Mario Williams. I mean, what is he doing for Russell Wilson right now?
Right.
That dude has been, he's probably in game mode versus the Falcons fourth quarter down three. I mean, he must be amped up right now. Mickey's probably like, is that Sean? I know, Sean. I'm calling. He's probably blocking Sean's number right now, would be my guess.
I'm on the phone with Seattle right now.
Sean, I can't talk to them if you keep calling me. I see you texting, dude. The MacBook thing is bleeping in the background. It's distracting me. Stop it.
I hear you, buddy. I got to run. Good talking to you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Chip. Boy, I just want to know where he's at right now. Wouldn't you? Sean, what's Sean doing? What do you think Sean's doing? At ESPN Radio NOLA, send us a GIF or a meme of what you think Sean Payton's doing right now. What do you think?
Let's see.
Joel, what you got for us today, man?
Gus. Y'all Saints fans are so funny with this. For one, as you've talked about, what anyone's talking about, the salary cap issue. Ramczyk has, what, 1 year left on his deal? Kamara's got, what, 1 year left on his deal? Were they both the same draft? Whichever the case may be, you're losing one, if not both, because here's part of the problem. For one, Seattle is missing offensive line. So that one of the big reasons why, poor Russell's getting annihilated is because their line stinks. So you'd have to think Ramczyk would definitely want to be part of the deal for Seattle. With the Saints, and what's good for the Saints is great, but Seattle also knows they have a guy who has a sweet, 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 sweet contract, which ups the ante even higher for compensation. On top of the fact, you look at what was given up for Jared Goff from a team who they know they're going to get high picks from. Jared Goff is not going to change the Lions to a team picking at the bottom of the draft. Whereas the Saints are already there, you throw in Russell Wilson, guess what? 3 years, it's easy. You're picking at the bottom of the draft. So what's, three draft picks when you're picking, a high second rounder? That's not nearly the compensation as it would be from a different team. And as you were saying, with your words, down to two teams, right? Your Saints, my Raiders. We have one major chip the Raiders can give back that y'all can't. And that's a top 10 quarterback. The Raiders, who still have Derek Carr under contract for, I can't remember, it's either two or three more years, who over the last three seasons is one of only two quarterbacks in the NFL to have 4,000 yards and less than 10 interceptions. We could trade that in return for him plus three first-round draft picks and whatever else, how you want to put that together. And that's a piece that, outside of maybe Kamara, you're not going to be able to compensate for, and we're in the AFC and y'all are in the NFC. So now they're not even direct competition with us until he comes to the Super Bowl. You talk about reworking a contract, all this stuff, like we just talked about, there's guys that are coming up that are on your own team that need deals that y'all kicked the can so far down the road with the team you're holding together so long. At what point does everything come due? At what point is this, so you get Russell Wilson, but now you can't pay anybody else. What do you still have? To me, this is way too much of a pipe dream. And look, if Mickey Loomis is that kind of a musician, God bless y'all. You've seen the work he's already done before, but that's why you're in the salary cap hell that's being kicked down the road continuously based upon what he's done in the past. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. I'm not trying to kill anything, but there still has to be realism in all this. Oh, yeah, that's right. The salary cap's going down next year, not up. But
I think you're, and I'm not saying you're wrong to not focus on the salary cap, but the Saints have been one of the best teams in recent memory at dealing with it, and they'll figure it out. And if it's a way to deal and get this type of player, you will figure it out. I agree with you that I think of the four teams as agent listed, I think it is the Raiders. And I said earlier in the show, I'm Seattle. I'm not sending him to the NFC. Three of those four teams are in the NFC. If it's even Stevens, now again, the key here is this, though. Russell Wilson has the no trade clause. Now, I saw a lot of these videos pop up in the last hour and a half of Gruden when he was with ESPN, with Monday Night Football. Remember, he would bring the quarterbacks in, then had like a quarterback camp and all that other stuff for the draft prospects before the NFL draft. And the video of him and Russell Wilson laughing and carrying on and getting along is being up there. If I'm Russell Wilson, John Gruden, and Sean Payton, of those four teams, that's the two that I'm thinking about. So I do think it's, the Raiders, Vegas, his wife can, do a show. I mean, it's New Orleans because of the relationship with Sean Payton and maybe what they have. So I think it's those two teams at the end of the day.
I think a lot of that's also going to come down to just the compensation being offered. You talk about the salary cap. Right, Mickey Loomis has been so great. because he keeps extending deals, extending deals. How's he get the money happen? Oh, we rewrote the deal, we extended out. So it becomes dead money because at some point you have a guy leave and his contract is still written out for another 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. At some point you only have so much room to do that. So, you know, while he is a magician, to extend this run that y'all had with Breeze, which I think the whole plan was after Breeze, Saints fans and the Saints management knew there was going to have to be a reset to clear a lot of that dead money.
Right.
Can you continue forward? I don't, you know, of course, no, I'm not a capologist. I just like to listen to your show and call in on occasion. But based upon what I have seen with the NFL over the years, at some point the Piper has to get paid. So, you know, and then like we've already talked about, a lot of the big names that you're talking about you don't want to trade are up for deals in the very near future anyway. The biggest asset you have that is under contract, which would be Michael Thomas, I would think, if he has an extended contract, is a guy that they don't need. You're kind of stuck there. And also, it might be in a whole situation where it's like Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the come hell or high water, the Seahawks are like, we're going to figure this out because there's no way we're trading our franchise. And once again, that's where, you know, I've got slight hope. And now I'm not a Derek Carr hater. I do like my quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Is Wilson an upgrade? I would say yes, he is, definitely, just for the legs alone. But we are one of the only teams that can offer a chip like that in return, who has a very team-friendly contract as well that other teams can't.
That is true. Jordan, can you even tell me right now who the backup quarterback for Seattle is?
I could not.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, to the point that Joel is making here, if I'm losing a guy that is that good, getting a starting quarterback at the very least for the near future might be a very different bargaining chip for sure. Thank you, Joel, for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Good points.
Thank you.
Yep. Quick break. Open the rest of the hour. Want to hear from you. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. I let the wheel of fortune spin.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker. Cash Magic. You'll always be a
VIP. Cash Magic. Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
This spring season, gear up with the new Massey Ferguson tractor from Southern Trailer Works during their spring kickoff demo days on March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works welcomes spring with huge savings and 0% interest on Massey Ferguson tractors and tractor package deals. Test drive the new Massey Ferguson tractor on Friday or Saturday, March 5th and 6th. Call Southern Trailer Works at 985-448-0844 and ask about their over-the-phone non-contact sales and delivery. Visit them in Schriever at the foot of the overpass.
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Seattle, which went 12-4 this season. Depth chart for them at quarterback. Russell Wilson. Geno Smith listed as second. Alex McGough at third. Danny Etling at four. So I was asking this to Jordan during the break. Would you include Taysom Hill in your offer?
If they ask.
Only if they ask, huh? Because they, I mean, you would want a quarterback or a weapon or something to him?
Yeah, if they ask.
if they ask. And then I follow that up, is Taysom Hill irrelevant if you bring in a guy like like Russell Wilson?
I think Wilson's more mobile than Drew Brees, but you'd still be able to. I think Taysom could still is a
weapon.
Is
your willingness to use Taysom Hill because of the lacking or diminishing skill set that Drew Brees had, though?
But I don't think Russell Wilson could run as hard up the middle.
Okay, well, that's why you have a running back, though.
Yeah, but it also gives you the threat of throwing the ball.
And that's why you have a quarterback that can throw the ball in Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but that's either way you still have.
I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I'm just telling you the first thing that pops in my head is Taysom Hill becomes irrelevant to me.
How?
Because the reason you snap him the football is because of two things that your current quarterback couldn't do.
How long has Taysom Hill been in the
program? You're not listening to me, though. You're not listening to my argument. You would bring him in to throw the deep ball if you wanted him to throw, right? You weren't going to choose to have him throw the ball because of accuracy or make the reads. That's why you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, correct? So when he came in and you threw it with him, it was why? To make throws that Drew could make.
I don't agree. Because 2 years ago, that wasn't the point of Taysom Hill.
But you also didn't have a second receiver. And your quarterback couldn't extend plays or run. I mean, you needed to find some sort of other offensive thing.
2 years ago, years ago, we weren't saying, oh, Drew Brees' arm.
Okay, but you're not hearing me again.
No,
okay,
I am. Let me ask your whole point is saying because Drew Brees can't throw the football.
Let me ask it this way, then. Let me ask it this way. Why would you use Taysom Hill? Why have you been using Taysom Hill?
To confuse the defense, my opinion. Give an option.
But can't what he do be done by players at their positions specifically? Like, if your argument is to run strong up the middle, Latavius Murray is there.
Okay, but
Alvin Kamara is there.
What if you want to change? Now you have to waste the timeout.
Okay, but
now you have.
What are you talking about? Waste the timeout. What
if you see something that you don't like, and you put Russell at the line, or you say Alvin can do it, and you put him in the wildcat position.
Let me rephrase it. What can Taysom Hill do for you that no one else on that team can right now?
Everything.
Everything.
Just about everything.
Because by that statement, then, what you're telling me is Taysom Hill's off the table because you just told me he's the best offensive player the team has.
No. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said he can do everything better than a receiver. He can catch the ball better than any receiver.
No, he can do everything.
Because he goes out for passes.
He can do everything, but it confuses the defense because they don't know what he's going to do. I'm not saying he's the best player at that position when he's playing.
Have you
that
watched
position.
Most of this year? That part of the element, I think, has outlived its course. What is he going to do? He's probably more likely going to run. He threw the ball. Fantastic. He completed two passes. You understand what I'm getting at?
You were the same one defending him at the beginning of the season.
But I'm looking at my roster, and I'm looking at what I'm trying to upgrade, improve, or whatever. Right? Sean Payton went to Jameis Winston immediately when he was talking about if Drew Brees retires.
Yeah, because then you don't have, if you go to Taysom, then you don't have that weapon anymore.
Again, but you just told me he does everything better than everybody else.
No, I didn't. I said he does everything.
Let me rephrase it. Taysom Hill has gone out on a pass route, hasn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Where would you rank him on this team as to who's going to catch the ball before him? Him or Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas.
Him or Emmanuel Sanders?
Emmanuel Sanders before this.
Him or Tre'Quan Smith?
I mean, last year we weren't saying Tre'Quan Smith.
Okay. I'm just asking, I mean, I don't know if there's any right or wrong answers, because, I mean, this is something I'm thinking, because it just popped in my head. Like, by what Joel was saying, look, they're going to need a quarterback. Now, there's some quarterbacks out there. Teddy is available, it looks like, for Carolina. Something very interesting in the last 20 minutes. think Deshaun Watson's agents not happy that all of a sudden he's not the top talking, because all of a sudden the meeting with head coach David Culley, the new Texans head coach, last Friday, mind you, it's Thursday. So this didn't leak Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Russell Wilson may be available. Wait a minute. We met with the head coach last Friday. We're not playing with the Texans. See how agents work? Do you see how agents work? Most of this Thursday has been about Russell Wilson and what would you be willing to give up for him. And you know what his agent's been seeing? 3 first-round picks. This guy on Twitter wants to throw in gumbo, crawfish, beignets, everything but Zion, right? All these different things, right?
Hold on. I got to interrupt you.
You got to interrupt me?
Yeah. Right. Please go to Russell Wilson's Twitter account.
Oh, no. Is this going to be good or bad?
Oh, it's good.
Hold on.
What do players usually do when all
what
this...
What is it? Russell Wilson?
Just type in Russell Wilson. It'll come up.
It's not coming up.
Well, it's Dane.
I see it. All right. Let me see.
What do players usually do when all of a sudden their name gets brought up?
We got here. We're working out.
They make a training video.
Oh, there he is. Jump rope with one leg. Boy, look at him. Dude, Russell's jacked. Oh, my gosh. Looks like a pro wrestler, dude. What does that tell you, Jordan? He ready. Uh-oh. All fuel. The only text on this tweet here. And he's ready. Dude, seriously. Are you surprised by how jacked he is?
He's 32, Gus. Sorry to say, we've been used to seeing Drew Brees for
a while. Oh! That's Jordan! Jordan! Stop it!
I mean, Drew is stop over it. 40.
Stop. Be nice.
I still love Drew Brees. Hey,
stop
everything
it.
For everything
that is,
done to,
that is
the
wrong
city,
with you. So he did just tweet a highlight reel of him working out. I don't know when it was. It was today, yesterday. I don't know, but there he is. The all fuel. So maybe that's him saying, I'm ready. Whoever wants me, come and get me. I mean, that's tantalizing. Come on. I equate that with, Super Bowl day or something like that, you know, new car commercials. The new 2022. And you're like, oh, maybe that's just because I'm a car guy.
You're comparing a person to a car.
What I'm saying is like when you see like the new, you know, the new Mustang. The
yeah,
new,
I know
you
what know. You're saying.
I'm with you. I do not think this is accidental. Why?
Oh, absolutely.
Why would you post absolutely a video not. Of you one-legged jump? Buddy, you do one-legged jump ropes, right? Don't you do that? You do all of these different workouts and, you know, to kind of just show, I'm ready to go, huh, Jordan? Because what's the February 25th? We just got done the Super Bowl. There he is in the lab working, ready. I need somebody to tell me where Sean is, because I'm telling you, that popped up on his timeline. You know he follows. It popped up on his timeline, and you know what he just did? He called Mickey Loomis for the 35th time today.
I wonder if any media member has Sean's number and follows. You know, it's Find My iPhone. You go to the Find My iPhone or Find My Friends. I wonder if anyone follows him.
Well, they have to allow that, Jordan.
Yeah. You don't know. Sean might have allowed it. Maybe they're buddy-buddy.
No one is allowed. No. Like, my wife and my parents are the only people that find my phone. I'm not letting anyone else know.
Where you are?
Yes.
Where to track you?
Yeah, and I strategically know how to turn that off without it being shown. Anyway, my point is this. That is, I don't know, all fuel, huh? Meaning what? Motivates? Everything's motivational? All of this? Did I just go to 4 first-rounds?
Because you saw this video.
It's because of the video.
5. Make it 5.
You're going 5 because of the video? You just upped 2 first-round picks because of the video. Dude, he's jacked.
He's 32.
What does that have anything to do with it? I'm just saying the guy's in really good shape.
He's 8 more years till he's 40.
What's your point?
It's a long time. That's 8
it's
years.
It's not really that long, buddy. Not that long.
Season one? Yes, it is.
Basically 50.
It's like half a career. That's literally half a career.
Oh, look what else he's doing. Look what else he's doing. The post, the video he posted yesterday. Throwing the football with his son. Post-workout.
Very,
quality
hey,
time.
Very Drew Brees-like, mind you.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. I told you it's plug and play.
Even
it's family, plug
even
and
the
play.
Family aspect.
Yes. Look at the yacht over there on the left. You think that's Russell? Where is that, by the way? Huh? Aw, him and the family. Just hanging out. It's plug and play.
On the field and off the field.
I think Mrs. B, just send a jet. Just go. We'll find out where that's at. Let's go. Make it happen. Is that where we are right now? I think when we come back, that just needs to, can we start the hashtag? Just make it happen. Make it happen. What do you think?
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ugh, nothing's worse than starting trouble. We can help you out. We can start with a free battery test. That way we'll know if your battery is causing the issue. It could be your starter or your alternator. You don't want to waste money on the wrong fix. And if you do need a new battery, we've got you covered with a wide selection of replacement batteries. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Here's the good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One and a member FDIC.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Update on Jameis Winston. Let me see.
Stop it.
Now B.I. driving on Bay. Kick it right corner. Lonzo for three, a little long. Adams fights for the offensive rebound. To the cutting Zion. The right hand tomahawk punch.
Voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini. Longtime friend, by the way, of mine. At times, I would like to say, unfortunately, what do you call that? Back of your head kind of tells you, you probably should or shouldn't. Yeah. Conscience.
Yeah, conscience.
Imagine having the Graf as your conscience.
I don't think he is scary.
He gives me a lot of broadcasting advice and a lot of Tom's life advice, which on the surface may seem like that is not sound advice. You know what I've learned through experience? I would say 99.5% of the time, Graf is absolutely right. At the time that the advice or the conscience in the back of your head, like what would Graf do, pops in my head. And you know what? So he texts me during the break to breathe, to let go of the pipe dream. And I just text him. I'm like, well, look, hey. His agent mentioned the Saints, but I understand what he's saying. You know what he's saying, Jordan?
It ain't happening.
No, aside from that, that's, again, the surface. That's the obvious.
He said he's the voice of reason.
Right? Well, he's deep. See, again, on the surface, it's just stop talking about it. So it's not going to happen. But I understand the deeper meaning there. Because what happened right before we came on the air? And he's right. It's the same thing that would happen with the phrase that we all are very accustomed to. You ever heard of the phrase, the grass is greener?
Are we dreaming?
whatever, and look, I'm just being honest to everyone listening and you. I don't even know, you might be too young to really know what grass is greener on another side.
What are you talking about? My fair share of grass.
I seriously doubt that you would know the difference between, you know, Bermuda, a really nice, you know, just leafy, weeded grass. I mean, you're just like, it's grass and you don't cut it for your parents anyway, so it's not like you would know the difference. Grass, my point is, that phrase is used a lot of times by, you know, the coveting of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coveting of something. Grass is always greener. Jobs, relationships, car, whatever. And you tend to not probably appreciate what you currently have because you feel and think that what you don't or can have will be better. And it kind of did just now happen for me, Jordan.
Okay. Is it almost,
because I'm sitting there right before the break. I hear the, you know, the music's coming. I'm ready to talk. And what did I say? What did I say?
I heard you say, oh, now the harsh reality of having Jameis Winston as our quarterback.
I didn't say it exactly like that. Yes. What I said was exactly, this is what I said. I said, wow, all of a sudden it seems like Jameis being their quarterback is kind of a downer if you don't get Russell Wilson. But this is the point. Yesterday we started, you know, we were completely fine. Larry was on the show Tuesday when I was in Memphis. What did Larry say? Hey, it's Jameis. Sean Payton. We were all like, it's Jameis. We're fine. We had all talked ourselves into being okay with Jameis. Looking forward to seeing what Jameis can do, right? And then what did we do with our heads today? What did we do, Jordan?
What could be better? Imagine having.
We did. We imagined exactly right. We were like, oh, boy. Right? See, this is why the graph is smarter than all of us. He understands it. He didn't even put himself in that position because now you're right. Because now if you go, well, if he doesn't come, then all of us, well, it's not, it's just, you don't feel that way about the guy that might be the starting quarterback for your New Orleans Saints. All of a sudden it does feel like a Debbie Downer, doesn't it? All of a sudden it does feel like a downgrade. When literally not even 24 hours ago, you're like, man, I think, you know what? I think this offense, they may work. Let's see the potential in the future. But you can have this guy. Oh, yes! I want this guy!
It's like
you're not
dating.
Gonna have him. Oh,
it's like
dating. Exactly!
There's a chance.
You bring your wife to Victoria's Secrets and get stuff. You can't convince yourself you would ever be Tom Brady and actually marry a Victoria's Secrets angel. Which is fine. It's just fine.
Yeah.
Your wife is your angel. You'll be very happy if you're happy. Don't ever, though. Don't ever look and go, man, no, just be, again.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no.
Don't do it.
That's why I told you with Gracie. What's her name?
Gracie Hunt.
Yeah. I told you, don't even bother. Don't DM. Don't tweet. Don't.
I had something. Don't. I had something drafted up.
You had nothing.
And I was
Stop.
About to send it.
Don't. See,
no, I didn't.
If you dabble in that circle, just disappointment will follow. Cause then, even if she was like, hey, I'm in town for the Chiefs-Saints game. I'll say hi to you, and you spend 5 minutes, and then you go to campus the next weekend, and you can go, wow.
There's always, but
no,
hey.
No.
But
you're
going to
go, wow.
I had 5 minutes.
You're going to go, wow.
And guess what?
You're going to go, wow.
You may miss
the future Mrs. Kleber. That's all I'm saying. That's what I was trying to do, and that's what the graph just did for me, to bring me back down to reality. Because he's absolutely right. Because literally before I came back on the air, I went, wow, if this doesn't happen, and all of a sudden we start talking about Jameis, it just seems and feels different, doesn't it? Cajun Goat.
And we wasted 3 hours.
Well, I was always hoping. Cajun Goat, what you got for us, man?
Well, first I want to see if Jordan's feeling okay today. Jordan, are you feeling okay today?
I'm feeling like $1 million. I'm feeling like money.
Okay. Okay, because the way Gus got his smell back, I was worried you might have got the COVID from him.
Because you lose your smell
when you get the COVID, brother.
Are you okay. Not smelling what I'm smelling? I'm telling you.
I've been smelling for a long time. I've been smelling Herman for a long time. Go ahead, Billy. I've been smelling Billy for a long time. You just started smelling Billy, brother.
Billy Hernan Gomez.
So you behind time on the smell, but okay. I just wanted to comment on Zion, man. Zion. Uh-huh. Man, it's just, it is, I'm going to say what Antonio Daniels says all the time. Mm-hmm. It is a pleasure to watch this guy play, man. It just, it's like, man, he gets better every game, and that's what you were looking for. It just, the dude is just crazy, crazy athletic. He went between four guys last night and made a layup. That's just totally ridiculous. And I'm kind of like you, Gus, when y'all were talking earlier about, I'd like to see him and Giannis one-on-one. That would be a great show, win or lose. That's just a great show to watch, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Why not, man? I mean, I'm in. Let's see it happen.
And I'm like this on Ball, though. I mean, everybody's trying to get rid of Ball. I've never really had that opinion about him. If you're going to trade him. But I always thought Lonzo plays fairly well. The missing link is Bledsoe. What are you going to do with Bledsoe? I don't think he fits. He just doesn't fit with this team. And I'm glad to see Brandon Ingram, after I got on him, starting to step up a little bit and play a little better.
Did the KG coach just pat himself
on the
back?
Even though he got me really mad in the first quarter. Even though he got mad in the first quarter, got me mad in the first quarter with those turnovers, trying to dribble. I just want him to get away from that and keep the movement of the ball going.
Right.
When he does that, we're a better team, you know. So, but I just who do you replace? And if you do trade Lonzo, what are you going to get for him? That's my thing. Even if you trade JJ, what is out there that people are wanting to get rid of that you're going to get other than trash?
What's been interesting is I've seen people say Zach LaVine for Lonzo Ball and a few other, like J.J. Redick. But I don't understand where any of that's coming from. That's what I've seen recently. But I think Zach LaVine is way better.
I will give you both of them for Zach LaVine.
But, well, what I'm saying is that's not what I'm saying. I've seen multiple reporters say that trade works and that's who they would want.
Of course I would want. There's no way that's going to happen. That'd be fantastic.
I'm sorry to say this. I know we have Zion, but if people don't look at that kid and watch that kid play and tell me he's not the next superstar in this league, Zach LaVine, then you're crazy. That dude is the next superstar in this league.
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good, Cajun Go.
Yeah, I mean, they brag about Devin Booker, but Booker don't have anything on Zach LaVine to me. Nothing at all. I watched this guy play, man. He just doesn't have a lot around him. But, man, that guy is just outstanding, man. Outstanding. But that's all. I just want to make sure Jordan's all right. I don't want him to have to go get his nose swabbed or anything because Gus is starting to smell stuff.
No, it was because of him, guys. I had to go get my nose swabbed. He's the one that gave it to me. So.
This was months ago.
Yeah. Well, thank you for
fully
that.
Recovered.
Yeah.
You still got the antibodies.
I don't know. Do we still have them? It was September, man.
We probably
can get it by now, huh?
I don't know. I've heard of people lasting 9 months.
By the way, can you just tell me the next time you do decide to go on a boating trip and, you know, enjoy your weekend, as they say? Then let me know?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Rick Bucher, by the way, he's at it again. So the game before, you know, Zion, you know, he doesn't deserve to be the all-star. He'll never be good and everything. Well, they had him on again today on Undisputed. And, you know, he had 32 points last night. You might have paid attention to that. By the way, that's the seventh time Zion has had 30 points and shooting at least 70% from the field. He was 13 of 18. No other player in NBA history has recorded more than three such occasions. It's the seventh time he's done it. But hey, don't let that get in the way of being a national you-know-what. Here we go.
Man, if I thought you guys had made a mess of the Utah Jazz Lakers game, this one really took the cake.
Oh, wow.
No, he has. What was he supposed to be? In fact, you guys kind of got there on your own, totally by accident. What was he supposed to be from the very beginning? What was he advertised as? The next LeBron James. That's what I heard time after time. He's the next LeBron James. And I thought, he's not the next LeBron James. He doesn't have the same game. Can he be dynamic? Can he be exciting? Can he sell tickets? Yes. Is he going to be the next LeBron James? No, he doesn't have that bag. And so you guys admitted that. He's not the next LeBron James. So no, he hasn't lived up the hype. Lived up to the hype. The only reason that we started this conversation today is what? Because he's the youngest with Kobe, LeBron, and Magic to make the All-Star game. Well, there's argument to be made that he shouldn't even be an All-Star this year. Let's put that to the side. But when Magic was an All-Star for the first time, he was on a Lakers team that won 60 games and won a championship. Kobe was on a team that won 62 games,
the Lakers,
and went to the Western Conference Finals.
But because
LeBron
Zion's
was on a team that didn't go to the playoffs and finished 42-40, but they were 30-21 at the All-Star break. The wins and losses do matter. The impact on the game and the team as a whole does matter. So while I love watching Zion play, he is a freak in his own right. I don't know that we've ever seen anything quite like him. Has he lived up to the hype? Hell no, he hasn't lived up to the hype.
Wow. By the way, Zion just played in his 54th game yesterday. He's playing game 55 tonight. I promise you, I will go and look through 54 games what LeBron did his rookie season.
He was only averaging 20 points, LeBron.
Sports Hangover continues next.
You're invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. With huge incentives, this is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at HOMA's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in HOMA. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in HOMA.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's Workplace Readiness Team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. Schedule your workplace readiness assessment by calling 850-6214 or visit tgmc.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You said it really low when we were going to break, but what was LeBron averaging? What for the season? Do you have it pulled up in front of me?
Yeah, I have
it. We got two guys who are going to go to the line, I promise.
But, I have it right here.
Okay, so LeBron's first season with the Cavs, 03-04. What was his points?
Points per game, 20.9. So you could
20.9?
So you could say
21.
Yeah, 21.
Okay, and what was his field goal percentage?
His field goal percentage
41%. 41.7. 41.7, so 42%.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, Zion's above 60 right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, in his first season, which he played 20 games.
Again, he's played 54 total games, though. So look at it through 54 total games played, right? I had it pulled up earlier. Through 54 total games, it's under career. His field goal percentage is 60.4%, and he's averaging 24.1 points. That's in his career. Aside from the fact that normally you would say you haven't lived up to hype during some time, like you and I would discuss it, like I'm trying to think of an example, like Marcus Davenport can be somebody that maybe we sit there and go, has he lived up to the hype of being a number one? I wouldn't say it was hype. It's not like you went, this guy's going to be the most dominant sacker and all that. But when you use that phrase and you reference it to somebody, you would likely think that that individual would have played at least one full season in their respective league, right? This driver was really hyped. It hadn't done in NASCAR. Did he race an entire year? Well, you know, that first-round quarterback, it hadn't worked out. Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's been there several years or whatever. I mean, you get what I'm getting at? Zion's played 54 games. I don't even know why it's an argument or why is that a discussion. Hasn't lived up to what? What else do you want him to do? What literally do you want him to do?
40 points a night.
Well, they need to win. Hey, Rick, how many years did it take LeBron and the Cavs to get to the postseason? Because they didn't win many games while he was there, by the way. Look up the Cavs win-loss records. Starting 03-05 for me as we go to the lines here. James, is that your name, bud? Hello?
Oh, West Bank Rick?
Oh, sorry. What's up, West Bank Rick? How you doing, bud?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Sure, I know a month ago I called and said we should get rid of Ball because his shots, he wasn't driving. He wasn't doing the things he's doing now. His three-point average is at 43% in the month of February. That is awesome. From 28 to where it's at right now. I thought being that his game has stepped up a little bit has helped out with the Pelicans looking a lot better and doing less turnovers. Mm-hmm. Also with Zion running the point forward during Scottie Pippen. He's been, if he averaged more than 5 assists, he's 6-0. I mean, I think that chemistry, what they're doing, is much better. And I agree with Cajun Goat. Maybe they need to put Bledsoe and let him come off the bench and let Hart start. Because to me, Hart plays a lot better, a lot smarter, and finish at the rim better than anybody on our team besides Zion. And that's all I had to say. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Jordan, you came up with the stats. Good phone call, by the way. And he's right. And that's why I was asking. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Andrew and Ollie, I mean, do you still trade him? Again, it's about the contract. Are you going to give him a max deal? Are you going to give him a high-end deal next year? If the answer is yes, then you don't. If the answer is I don't know, then you consider it. If the answer is no, you have to. You have to try to get something for him. But that's the thing. He is playing substantially better. Stan Van Gundy yesterday, after the game on the Pelicans offense, had this to say.
You know, it is a little bit surprising to me, but when I look at the way our two best players are playing, that's what's keyed the whole thing. And then the guy who hasn't gotten, he's gotten credit, but not nearly as much credit as he deserves is Lonzo. He's been outstanding. Since we came, you know, he had that injury, missed some games, was a little limited. We came off that West Coast trip. We've played 16 games now. He's been outstanding, shooting the ball well, making good decisions. His defense has been good. So those three guys have played consistently really, really well.
So there you go. That's Zion, Brandon Ingram, and Lonzo Ball. To the phone lines we go. I forgot again. What's your name, sir?
Jack, what's up?
Jack, what's up, bud? How you doing?
All right. Hey, look, you know, I was wanting to get rid of Lonzo guys too. But when you look at this roster, which guards does Van Gundy have any confidence in? Okay? I mean, if you get rid of Lonzo, what do you have? I mean, because it looks like he keeps pulling guys off the bench. You know, I watched the game last night. He keeps pulling guys off the bench hoping somebody gives him something. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons Zion's bringing the ball up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, did Tyree Lewis get hurt last night? Because, I mean, he just disappeared after the second quarter.
I think you kind of go with what you're seeing on the court and playing well. And, again, look, Van Gundy just there said it. I mean, it's those three players in Ali Cosell and the Bird Rights tweeted that stat that we referenced earlier, and it was about from, you know, the 26th of January. In that 16-game stretch, Zion's averaging 27 points, Brandon Ingram 24, Lonzo Ball 15 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists in that stretch. So, you know, again, I think that's why he's playing him right now.
Well, I mean, I don't think, I mean, like a lot of people said, I don't think the problem is the offensive side.
Right.
The defense is just hard to watch sometimes. It's ugly. And guys, as far as what we'd have to get, you know, give up to get Russell Wilson, I have no idea what that is. Y'all were talking about, whether or not to keep Taysom. You know, the thing, when we used Taysom, what was the biggest criticism of him? The other team knew exactly what was coming. So where's the surprise? And Gus, I agree with you. If Russell Wilson's on the team, you don't need Taysom Hill. For what? You can find another receiver better than that.
But then why would Seattle even consider him?
Because I just read you the quarterbacks they have. Geno Smith, Alex McGough, and Danny Etling.
But you really think that Taysom Hill put together
They can use him on something. Their running backs, Chris Carson, Carlos Hyde. I mean, they can use him on something. That's what I'm saying. Jack, I got to, the end of the show. Call me back tomorrow. Quickly, we got like 20 seconds. How many years to the Cavs got in the playoffs? Go.
Yeah, so it took LeBron.